Okay, I'll open it up.
Did you guys make any moves, Mike, before the deadline?
No. I'll let Ray talk about it. I wasn't involved. I mean, I was in game plan meetings.
Is your understanding at this point that nothing was done, nothing will be done, and Ray was?
That's my understanding.
Could you give us an update on Josh? Will he practice?
Yeah, he'll do some limited work today. We'll see where he is. I know he's sore, but it's just the way that we're practicing. He'll be able to get some work. It'll be similar to last week where we were prepared to go with Josh or Johnny.
A lot of reports out that you've already decided Manziel will start. Has that decision been made, or were you going
no,
to debate has
not.
Time?
No, we'll see where Josh is today and see where he is tomorrow, and as the information comes available, we'll act on it.
With the rib thing, is it compared to a shoulder? Mike, is that harder to gauge whether or not he'll be able to function like he needs to function?
Yeah, that's difficult to answer because I think it's that'll be on him. So we'll rely heavily on his feedback.
He's got his first game was against the Bengals. It was horrible. I'll compare where he is now to where he was in that.
I just think a lot of ground's been covered. I'd say he's a different player, and I think we saw that this year when he had to go into the Jets game, and I thought he did some good things. You know, made some mistakes, put the ball on the ground. And then had a week of preparation to get ready for Tennessee and went out and executed a game plan. And I just think we've all seen it from going back to the amount of work going from the spring to training camp and when the rush became live. I think that's where you saw that he made his biggest improvement was his demeanor in the pocket, that it wasn't as frenetic, that his feet were calm. And I just think he has a really good understanding of what we're doing. Understands the plays, what's designed for what. You know, if I get pressure, I know I'm working this side. If I get zone, I'm going to work a high-low against this defender. And then also gathering all that information. What coverage am I getting? Is this cover one? Are they bringing weak side pressure? Do I need to work with Alex to adjust? I mean, all the intricate details, I think he has a much better grasp of, and it's shown when he's been out there.
Well, you've talked about the struggles of the run game, but is it something that can be fixed during the kind of the course of the season?
Yeah, when things aren't going as planned or as designed, you're constantly looking for the answers. There's a lot of different ways to run the football. I know we looked at, we got into some wildcat stuff last week and had a run or two that hit with it. But I think you're constantly striving to find that mix of what do we do well, what can we apply to ourselves, and then what has hurt this team we're playing? You know, are they susceptible to a trap scheme? Are they susceptible to somebody turning the corner and tossing the ball? Or what's hurt this team? And you're kind of looking for that intersection between what do we do, what are we capable of doing, and what has affected this team?
Mike, would you wait until game day to decide on the quarterback, or is that something you want to have decided tomorrow?
Well, I think they're, from a mentality standpoint, I mean, they're both taking the mentality that they're going to be the starter. And just given the unique nature of this week, that we're it's a lot of walkthrough stuff. So to really have a guy out there, you can really work two guys as far as the huddle. But a lot of it, we'll see where Josh is tonight. And like I said, as we get information that helps us make a decision and we feel comfortable acting on it, we'll do it.
You need to go to two backs to create streamlining, even though it would be painful for the other man, huh?
That's something we discuss each week from a planning standpoint, whether the plan calls for it. You know, with our issues at potentially at receiver this week, you know, getting Duke a little bit more involved in the pass game. You know, I think that's something we came out of Sunday, you know, knowing that he can do some damage, you know, out of the backfield or even split out as a wideout. So, you know, that his reps might have to lean a little bit more that way. But, you know, it's something that, you know, the back rotation is something we discuss each week. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of it's, you know, the stuff that's out there. It's, you know, how it gets out. I mean, it was unfortunate that the stuff would get put out when it got put out on game day, because then that's all that does is just add to the adversity that you have to deal with as a team. That, you know, is the equivalent of, you know, throwing a grenade in the locker room. You got guys that are focused trying to get ready for a game, and then somebody is going to put out a report about, you know, players potentially being shopped and just all the, you know, just how that spread. It was, you know, it's disappointing that happens, but I get it that it's, you know, part of the business. You know, and we talk about when things aren't going the way you want them to go. And I addressed this after the Rams game, it adds up to, you know, it's the adversity that we deal with, and it's something that we don't have control over. And it's a good test of our of mental toughness and professionalism and all that. So it's, it's not easy. Just to when you talk to those guys and know that, you know, or you see a comment like Joe Thomas wants to, you know, he's a Brown, wants to stay a Brown. You know, Alex Mack, you know, the feeling's mutual with Alex, and we love having him here, and, you know, don't want to see him go. So.
Weeks with the shortage of tight end with just two guys. This week you're short at receiver. Are you comfortable with just having four guys at your disposal Thursday night, or do you think you might have to add some insurance to that position?
It's been discussed. We haven't finalized who's up, but we have a pretty good idea. Flip knows the skill group that he has to work with.
Is it complicating your short week that a count can't go? You have to prepare Davis be the backup too?
I mean,
is that in the mix of the complications at all?
Well, I mean, Austin, and this is one of the reasons he's here, and one of the reasons that we did what we did with him from a contractual standpoint. I mean, he's outstanding with his preparation. That he is as involved with the game plan, interaction with the coaching staff, interaction with the other quarterbacks, taking the mental reps behind that. That we feel very confident in if Austin did have to get in the game, just because of the way he prepares himself. We tell that room, as we tell all of our players, but quarterback especially, prepare as if you're the starter. And he takes a lot of those reps. And like I said, he's got a good eye for breaking down opponent defenses, you know, what routes have worked, giving us feedback. Hey, when I was in St. Louis, this, you know, we did this and this. And, you know, he's into it. And on a short week like this, I think from a coaching standpoint, I don't want to say we scale back what we do, but our game plans are more what we would consider to be best hits, stuff that we know that it's day one install, stuff that whether it's base formations and plays, stuff that we know that we might not get a quality rep of this week, or certainly a full speed rep of it, but stuff that we've run and we're comfortable with, and we'd be very, very confident in Austin if he did have to get in the game.
Like, you can't get into all the speculation about Joe Thomas getting traded or not traded and all this.
You're right, I can't.
All right, well, you can't get into it. Talk about, you know, what would life be like without Joe Thomas?
I have a hard enough time dealing in reality. That is a complete hypothetical. What does he mean? I mean, he's... You talk about the Cleveland Browns. I mean, that's usually the first name that you think of. So, he's one of the best players I've ever coached, and one of the, you know, favorite from a personal standpoint, one of the favorite guys I've been around. So, no, he's, you know, on the field, off the field. You know, he's been outstanding for us.
The way you guys work, you would be consulted before any trade is made, right? To get your feelings about.
No, not at all.
Mike, why are the Bengals better this year, and specifically Dalton? Why is he playing better than last year?
I think when you look at it, I think they're a year more comfortable in their system. They're doing some good things. They've, for the most part, they've stayed healthy. I think they have a good 1-2 punch at running back. I think that the receivers, I know they had some injuries last year, but you know those guys are all playing and playing at a high level. The tight end, Eifert is I think he had some injury issues last year. He gives him that added threat in the middle of the field, but I think it still comes back to the play of the quarterback, that he seems much more comfortable in what they're doing. He's very decisive with his reads, and when he when he throws the ball, he's been accurate, and that's, you know, when you're evaluating quarterbacks, right up there at the top of the list is accuracy, and that's one thing that jumps off the tape is that he's throwing the ball much more accurate this year than maybe he was a year ago.
Mike, will you have to rely on Dwayne Bowe to play extensively with Hartline now having a concussion too?
Yeah, with Brian likely out, yeah, that it'll be he and Marlon. We'll have an increased role.
It looks like that you guys are having such a hard time running the ball. Does that factor in a lot into the starting quarterback decision, considering that, you know, it's not like you can throw Josh in there and hope to just run the ball a ton?
No, if it doesn't factor in. So, and if Josh, if the training staff and Josh feel that he can play, that means he can play. What we don't want to do is get in a situation where Flip's play calls have to change based on the health of a player. I mean, that would be an easy deciding factor. Hey, we're not going to go in there and say, listen, if Josh is playing, we got to run the ball 70% of the time to protect him. You can't operate that way.
Anything else? A year ago, Geno Atkins was a different player than he is this year, it looks like. If I read, last year when Johnny went in there, they kept him in that pocket. And now you got that interior rush. I mean, does that complicate your possible game planning?
No, and that's the strength of their defense. I think that entire front four is playing extremely well, and it's going to be a big challenge for our guys. And if whether it's Josh or Johnny in there, if we want them to play well, we got to play well around them. I've said that all year, and you're probably sick of hearing it, but. That the support has to be there, and that's one of the reasons that the Bengals are where they are, because they're playing great complementary football, and defensively they're getting it done with four, and playing well behind those guys. So we know if we want to have any success offensively, it's going to be to control that four down front, whether it's in the run game or pass protection.